Hayden Wanua is joining us. Hayden has a lot of neat roles in his CV. He has been the chair of Te Hiri Ngamahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, for some time, long time CEO at Tui Ora in Taranaki. He's an alumni of Columbia and Massey Unis and has previously chaired both the National Health Board and the Taranaki District Health Board, and recently elected to the Taranaki Chamber of Commerce as a director. He chairs his marae, Parihaka, and now has been appointed as the chair of the Taranaki Māori Business Network. Hayden, tēnā koe.
Kia ora nā, mōre nā.
You must have... Where do you store all of your hats, mate?
This is what semi-retirement looks like.
Semi-retirement indeed. The Taranaki Māori Business Network, tell us about it, please.
Okay, look, hey, it's been around for a little while. It's got quite a long whakapapa to it. It started back in the early 2000s as Maungatū Maunga Ora. It was an informal network, and it's been sort of meandering along, and it sort of started to sort of emerge around 2015, 2017. The network was rebooted just for Māori business and Māori business owners. Really, it started to get some legs on it in the last two or three years with some support coming from Te Puni Kōkiri just to help get some more sort of, some more planning around the work that it was doing rather than being an informal network. And then with a significant grant from the local Poi Foundation, the philanthropic trust here, it gave it a bit of a boost. So, in the last two or three years, it's really started to come of age. It's still in its early stages as a Māori business network, but really got lots of promise in front of us.
Tēnā koe. How many businesses are associated? I mean, if you asked me what Māori businesses operate out of Taranaki, sadly, I would provide a blank because I don't really know what sorts of businesses are represented and how many Māori businesses are aligned with the network as of today.
Yeah, so we've got about 100 members at the moment, either business owners or Māori business owners or businesses that have, a kaupapa focus, where they're based on mātauranga Māori approaches. So it's about 100, but the networks are still forming, but we've got a really exciting initiative in the construction industry. So we've got about 40 Pākehi Māori business in there, they've started to form quite a strong consortium. And the aim there has been to bring together those businesses and connect them with larger businesses. And we know that some of the big construction jobs tend to go to some of the bigger entities. So really, we're quite hopeful with that particular initiative. Ngā Waka Whiria, Ki Taranaki is the name of that consortium that's really started to get some traction around the place. It's starting to get noticed. It's still in its early stages. It's not quite ready to stand on its own, but it's a really good example of what we can do when we bring our collective minds together.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Is there a list, a catalogue of all the businesses affiliated with the Taranaki Māori Business Network so that our whānau in Taranaki and even outside of the region might be interested in doing some business with them? If I googled Māori businesses in Taranaki, would it take me to your site?
Oh, absolutely. Particularly if you look up He Toranga Pākehi Ki Taranaki, and that would give you, you'd get some access to some of the work that we do. But look, we straddle construction, consulting services, manufacturing, arts and recreation services, and agriculture and forestry. It's like all membership organisations, it's a very difficult business to get well established, and so we're still needing support to get ourselves established. But one of our jobs, of course, is to actually raise the profile of Māori business and actually connect it with other wider parts of the economy. And we know by doing that, we're going to have positive impacts for whānau through employment or growth of Māori business. One of the other interesting things, if I may, Dale, is to talk about one of the cadet schemes that we've got running, which is developing young taiohi, rangatahi Māori, and mentoring them in a to a kind of plainer sense with mature, more and well-established business owners. And we've got seven rangatahi on this program at the moment. It's been one of the initiatives under He Toranga Pākehi. And again, that's just about raising the profile, encouraging young Māori to get into business and supporting them through the experiences of those that have already been there.
Tēnā koe. Well, congratulations. It's another feather in the cap of many. While we're chatting, any updates too from the mental health sector that our listeners might benefit from, Hayden?
Wearing that poor tie, look, we've still got some a long way to go, and I know we've talked a lot over recent years about the work of Te Ringa Mahara. We've got many challenges in terms of what we face, but one of the roles of He Toranga Pākehi is obviously to shine the light on things that are good, and we're very much focused on the role that iwi and kaupapa Māori will do in terms of helping us through the challenges we face in this particular area, and particularly for our young people as well. And we know that some of the initiatives that run out of the Ministry of Health in terms of supporting young people, Taiohi, and also developing some of our kaupapa Māori whole order providers into this space has been really positive. And we're just encouraging the government to continue to invest in iwi and kaupapa Māori-based providers. So that's a clear message from us there.
Tēnā koe. Good catching up with you again. Thanks very much, and all the best with the Taranaki Māori Business Network mahi, and also with the Taranaki Chamber of Commerce. It's always a pleasure having you join us on the program. Thank you, Hayden.
Kia ora, Dale. Nga mihi.
Tēnā koe, Hayden. Thanks. Hayden Wanō joining us from Taranaki.